Yud of holding in Simin Kuf Chav Zayin Aleph Aleph to Yud Aleph. We're learning today the laws of Tainis Yachid. Tainis Yachid. So that means if a person wants to take himself upon himself an individual fast, why would someone do that? So the Kitzur teaches us something very powerful. Based on Chazal, the Rambam, and that is the following. Just like when it comes to a tzibul, a collective group that has to fast and daven whenever there's a calamity that's coming upon them, so to every individual person. Whenever there's a personal tzara, a personal calamity, for example, someone is sick, someone became ill, someone got lost, someone's in jail, someone has accusations from him from the government, it's a mitzvah to fast and to daven to Hashem that he's have compassion. So that means anyone that a person feels very connected to someone, it's a message Hashem wants us to call out. And this is part of Darkei HaTshuva, says a Kitzur. That a person shouldn't say, oh, well, listen, it's just whatever. These things happen. So if someone says, it happened to my relative, it happened. No. That's part of Halachta Mimi Bekeri, where a person treats things as an accident. And Hashem Chas Hashem says, if that's the case, I will go with anger of Keri. Meaning to say that Hashem Chas Hashem bring tzara in order to be able to repent. Meaning to say, Hashem doesn't do anything by accident. And if a person is going to treat it like an accident, then Hashem will add more fury. So therefore, a person has to know that when a person makes a mistake, and every one of us makes a mistake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does us a favor, and He wakes us up, and He wants us to be mefashmish b'maisim, and return to Hashem. This is like the Rambam, and this is what the Kitzur teaches us. So therefore, it's a very important concept. Now, today we don't fast. What I say, we don't fast. It's hard to fast. So most of us don't fast at least times yachid. We barely make it to the five fasts, just a Tisha B'Av, and it was so challenging and difficult for most people. But nevertheless, there's other ways also. The ikar of the fasting is really the tshuva part and the davening part. And there's other ways of redeeming the fast, by especially through charity. So that's certainly something to keep in mind. When it comes to an individual that wants to fast, so the way to accept the fast means that it should have a halachic validity of a fast. So a person has to accept upon himself the fast the day before by mincha time. Preferably it's during mincha or even after mincha. But during mincha, a person accepts it by Shema Kolenu. And he should have in mind that he's accepting upon himself to fast. Now, before you, the Ratzon, very interesting. When some say after you, the Ratzon, there's a beautiful Ribbon Olam, basically almost a beautiful request that this fast is going to be a kapara. It goes to also the idea that really when a person fasts, the fats and that a person, so to speak, is losing, is burning, is considered like a korban. And that really is what this is all about. It's very beautiful. The Piskachua says a beautiful explanation based on Mishamur. Mishamur says that every fast, why do you have to accept it before, the day before? Because it's kachutzim, the Pasuk says. Sanctify the fast. And what that means is that just like when it comes to a korban, a person has to be makdish. You have to sanctify it, you have to designate it before you're going to sacrifice it. The same thing as a person, so to speak, becomes a shtick korban. That means an actual korban. A beautiful idea. Now, even if a person is accepting again the fast, it doesn't mean the fast takes place right away. It can mean that even the whole entire night they're eating and the fast begins the next day. That's totally acceptable. So too, if a person wants to fast a couple of days, meaning one after the other, so even though he's going to be drinking in between, you could accept one Kabbalah, one acceptance, and that works for all the fasts. Now, if he's accepting upon himself days that are not Rotzuf, which means they're not one after the other, like let's say Mondays and Thursdays and Mondays, he should accept on each one by Mincha, the Mincha before each one of them. And that also, the Piskachos points out that it seems that the Rama already mentions that the Minigas are just to lump everything and with one acceptance. Someone that's accustomed to fast doing a Seis Mitzvah, which is it used to be a very common thing. Today it's a little bit less kept, like I said, because of the challenges of fasting. But someone that is accustomed to do so, or for example, the first day of Slichos, that's also a very big minig, or Erev Rosh Hashanah. So that these days, since they're already normal, So one does not have to do an acceptance before. They're already accepted through the minik. Same thing when it comes to Tainus Chamsa in a bad dream. And also the Behab, Monday, Saturday, Monday after Pesach and Sukkos. So if a person says Amen after the Mishabech, that usually is recited in Shul, this is also not so common. And he had a mind to fast, that's enough, and he does not need a Kabbalah, any other acceptance. Nevertheless, the Chiddush is that if he just regrets and decides he doesn't want to do it, he does not have to fast. Why is that? Because he didn't explicitly accept. And he never uttered with his mouth that he's going to accept. Now, even if a person didn't accept upon himself a tainus with his mouth, I mean, a fast with his mouth, all he was thinking, hiru means, it's considered, meaning accept upon himself to fast tomorrow, it's considered in a fast. And this is true even if it wasn't during time of Mincha, rather it was after Mincha, or afterwards, meaning when it was still day, either it's before Mincha or after Mincha, it's still considered an acceptance and he has to fast. Anyone that's in a fast has to make sure that he's not indulging himself, has to be a little bit more serious and worried and really deepen the state of tshuva, because that's the point. The point is not really the fasting, it's the what it triggers. And this is all based on the pasuk, when a person is really working and doing tshuva and fasting, it should be in a different state. Yet, he should never be angry. So much so, once Rabbi Shemla, the Rebbe Nitzah, he said that he used to fast 3 days in a row. He said the hardest thing is not 3 days in a row to fast. It's not to get angry during the 3 days, because a person gets very moody. If a person accepted upon himself just to fast, but any fast basically qualifies, anything that's qualified as a fast, means you have to complete the fast by Tzeis HaKachavim. That means you have to go all the way to nightfall. Generally speaking, that's about 40 minutes by Drabbanan, 40 minutes after Shkia. But again, it varies depending on what the situation, where you went, your location. Today you can use Maizmanim, but it gives me three different shitas there. But generally speaking, it's around 40 minutes after Shkia. And this is true even El Shabbos. So if you're fasting on Friday, you go all the way into Shabbos. Now that's also a major machlokes. Some say no, because you're not supposed to go into Shabbos fasting and afflicted. Perhaps it also depends on the person if he loves fasting. So therefore, best is to stipulate they're not accepting fast, a full fast, meaning you're going to not go into Shabbos Meune. So you can have something, at least after Plaga Mincha. Someone that fasts and publicizes his fast and glorifies that, he gets punished for that. So that's why it's a very dangerous thing to do. You could do it, but make sure you're not publicizing it. Now, that doesn't mean, like Zakiza says, if they're in, someone's asking him to eat, please, please, eat, eat. Then he's allowed to reveal that he's fasting, and that's the reason why he can't join them. It also implies that if a person's not purposely publicizing it, it's not a problem. A person that's fasting, even if it's a tainus yachid, that means an individual fast, whether it's nedava or tainus chalim, so by shmakolen you say the beautiful, beautiful request called anenu. This is like a regular fast day. And even though he's saying anenu, which is implying that it's public, meaning it's not just you, nevertheless, that's okay, because there's always going to be someone that's fasting. Now, before the Ratzon, you say the beautiful supplication that I mentioned before, of Ribbono Shel Olam. Someone that fasted, meaning he accepted upon himself a neder, a vow that he's going to fast 1 day or 10 days, but he never really explicitly detailed which day or which days. Just said, I'm going to fast 5 days. So even though he accepted to fast at time, during Mincha time, to fast tomorrow, so he accepted to fast tomorrow, but if there's any major need, I mean, he didn't detail, I'm making a vow to fast, okay, Sunday or tomorrow. But in his acceptance, he did say, I'm going to fast tomorrow. So there's a leniency. The leniency is that if now he's requested to come to some Sudas Mitzvah, let's say he ended up, his friend said, hey, I'm making a bris. So even though, or another example is a person's asking him, or maybe if your wife is really upset because you were supposed to have a date. So all these cases, you could borrow, so to speak, and what you could do is fast a different day instead. So you could eat today, and best, interesting, Mishmur says to fast a little bit, because when you fast a little bit in the morning, that's also considered fasting. That's a very important thing when it comes to pregnant ladies and nursing ladies and all different situations when they feel bad they're not fasting. No, if you're fasting a little bit in the morning, it's considered also a form of a fast. Now, if you didn't, if it wasn't through a vow, just a person accepted upon himself to fast tomorrow, then even if he's really in pain, meaning they're really begging him, etc., he's not allowed to borrow on this fast. Now, this too, once you ask a shayla, sometimes there's a way of undoing the nether. Another important point to note that the Pesachim says that if a person's fasting, even if he's only fasting, let's say, till Mincha Gedolah, but if it's meaning if he's still fasting until Mincha, he could say, Aneinu.